listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time for Historically Speaking with our friend Dr. Daniel Harmelink at Concordia Historical Institute. Good morning, Dr. Harmelink.
Surprise.
Surprise.
It's Thursday. A winter Thursday.
I like it. Our listeners can't see it, but you have the liturgically appropriate color on today.
Purple. I do.
Do we call it purple? Is that the correct name for the liturgical color?
I don't know. I don't want to get into the, it's scarlet or it's...
liturgical lavender?
It's like that third candle on, or the third candle on the Advent wreath. Is it pink or is it rose?
You came bearing gifts today.
Yes.
Gifts for our listeners.
That's right. For the first three callers, we have a little treasure from Concordia Historical Institute. It's a booklet. It's called Heritage of Cooking, a collection of recipes from East Perry County, Missouri.
All right.
And these have been passed down for generations.
Neat. Neat. Well, let's give out the number. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. First three callers, Heritage of Cooking, a collection of recipes from East Perry County. Now, this was published by Concordia Historical Institute.
Correct.
This is neat.
The thing is, I mean, they're so old, it's like a pinch or a, you know.
Right, right.
Some of these recipes are a little on the fuzzy side. But, I mean, there's like 23 different coffee cake recipes. So
there's a German name for that too, isn't there, for coffee cake? I don't remember it.
Sure.
My German is really bad.
Sure.
I know enough to be dangerous, not
helpful.
There's
a word for that in Swedish too. But anyway,
what is it in Swedish?
I have no idea.
I thought you were going to tell us.
We want to continue to encourage people to visit LutheranReformation.org and the Faces of the Reformation series. Again, one person every month is being added to that. These are people associated with the Reformation. So we have Knight George, which was Luther in the Wartburg. Mm-hmm. We had Philip Melanchthon, Katie Luther, the early monk Martin Luther, and then Luther's parents, Hans and Marguerite. And if you don't know anything about Luther's parents, it's an amazing story. So check out LutheranReformation.org and the Faces of the Reformation postings there.
There are some helpful things there to help us understand more about the history of the Reformation. And that is, I think the subtitle really explains it well. It's still all about Jesus.
It's still all about Jesus.
The Reformation is about Jesus. It's not about our German heritage or culture, those types of things. It's all about Jesus.
Right. So each one of these faces of the Reformation, you can see the hand of God and how he shaped things to... have the gospel rediscovered. So it's an exciting series.
Now, if we want to talk about culture, I just found some cookie recipes in this book here.
Yeah,
the
immigrants from Saxony did have cookies.
These look fun.
But again, they're in the wilderness, right? They're in the Missouri wilderness, and so some of these, I mean, they're very basic ingredients. Hmm. And, you know, they're frugal, right? So you use everything.
Aristocrat pickles. Not in the cookie section.
Okay.
All right.
So the reason that we're giving
things.
The Heritage Cookbook away is today is a major anniversary at Concordia Historical Institute. 55 years ago, on this day, CHI purchased what became Saxon Luther Memorial. And that history is just a fascinating one. So I thought we'd talk a little about that today.
Now, it's a neat place.
Now, you've been down there.
I have. I've been there a couple of times.
You have taken a little spoon and a little Tupperware thing and scooped some holy dirt from Saxon Luther Memorial, right?
I have not.
Taken it back home?
I have not. But I have visited a couple of times and some just neat pieces of history all in one place. Right there at Saxon Lutheran Memorial. And I really enjoyed the tour. Just a glimpse of what life was like for those immigrants who settled in Perry County and neat stuff.
But the what people see today, it didn't used to be like that. So in 1957, the last owner of that first log cabin, Lina Burkt, was in her last days. So she died November 1st, 1957, without a will. And she had been in communication with Concordia Historical Institute that some of the furniture, some of the furnishings, some of the treasures, historical treasures that she had, some of this furniture was brought over with the Saxon immigrants, you know, some dishes, things like that. So without a will, guess what happens?
Nobody knows where it goes, right. So it's in...
So it goes up for auction, yeah. Right? Oh. So here, Dr. Suflo, the executive director of CHI, is down at this auction watching all of this, you know, just go piecemeal to the highest bidder. So unfortunately, it's like, okay, what do we do? And then the land went up for sale. This land contains some of the oldest log cabins from these Saxon Lutheran immigrants that have survived, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it took years for CHI to negotiate with, again, the highest bidder to purchase this land. And finally, after 3 years of trying to renovate and get this up to a respectable condition, then it was open to the public. So it was purchased in 61. It wasn't open until 64 because weekend after weekend after weekend, volunteers and CHI staff brought this kind of dilapidated log cabin structures in the barns and the outbuildings back up to respectable condition. So what you saw...
Mm-hmm. Had been restored a little bit.
Took a lot of TLC to get it to that condition. And again, you know, I tell people, these log cabins were not built with the thought that they would survive hundreds of years. They were basically temporary until people could build something more substantial.
They were built to get them through a few winters.
Yeah.
Really, you know, through some rough seasons and... And that was about it. I am excited. We have we had folks call in, so congratulations to a handful of people.
To Jerry and James.
Jerry and James and David. Now, what they don't realize is there's a condition with this book.
You have to cook something from the book?
I want these pickles. I love homemade pickles. I want these pickles. Somebody's got to make some pickles for me. So I'm just kidding. They don't have to. So congratulations to Jerry in Maryland Heights and James in St. Louis and David in Jackson.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So Saxon Lutheran Memorial, it's in Frohna, and CHI continues to do research on the history there. It's not just a log cabin that one of the first immigrants lived in. But it also has connections with the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Well, there are a few cabins on site there.
There are now.
Yeah.
There was a settlement, one of the first settlements of the Saxon Lutheran Memorials. It's called Wittenberg, and it's right at the shore of the Mississippi River. It's no longer there.
Hmm.
Guess what happened? Flood after flood after flood after flood. So some of these cabins were rescued from the flooding of the Mississippi River and moved. But again, we continue to work on them. They're in fantastic shape. There's a two-story log cabin, which I mean that's very rare.
I've toured that one. Yeah.
Have you been? Do they let you go up into the second story?
At the time, yes. Oh. But it's been a couple of years. So
now we charge a special fee for that. But anyway. And then the
second floor fee.
The original cabin that was there when CHI purchased the property, it's a double log cabin.
What does that mean?
They had one cabin and then they built kind of a breezeway and then another cabin next to it. So it's a twin cabin. And those are fairly rare too. This twin cabin was used, for example, when CFW Walther became ill. He actually stayed there for a while. One of the first pastors at Concordia Frohna, he was a single guy. So it's like, okay, here's the call to Concordia Frohna, and we don't have a parsonage for you, but we have one of the members. You can stay in their attic. So he lived in this Burke cabin until he could find, you know, a little better surroundings. But the history is fantastic. So you mentioned the Fall Festival, right? So every year now we have a Fall Festival. It's on the usually the second Saturday in October. And you can come see these 31 acres now of cabins and memorabilia, historical items from the
1800s. It's a working homestead too, right?
Well, it's the last homestead from that period in Perry County.
Really? Wow.
I mean, it's not just a cabin, but it's the whole, I mean, it's the right. barn. I think the only thing that's not there is the privy.
thankfully, we've updated a little bit.
That has been lost.
Thankfully, we've
updated.
But,
I mean, if there's someone listening who would like to donate, maybe we could reconstruct that and make it a complete homestead. But, again, you know, it's not just an educational thing, but it's a touchstone of Lutheran history in Perry County and in North America. They used to say that because that pastor lived in the attic and he also conducted classes in that log cabin, that it was the oldest school in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Well, that was true until St. Matthew's in Manhattan joined the Missouri Synod, and they go way back
they're much older.
They're much older.
Yes.
They just celebrated their 350th anniversary. But again, CHI is in the business of retrieving, restoring, sharing these historical treasures with the church. And if you have not been to Saxon Lutheran Memorial, it's worth a drive.
It is. It's worth a drive. It's a fun family day trip if you live in the area. But it's also a great homeschool field trip or a school field trip. It's definitely worth making the trip.
So, I mean, we have weddings. People come there to do photography and things like that. So if you're interested in making an appointment for like a school tour, or if you're homeschooling your kids, this is a fantastic opportunity. So you can call CHI 314-505-7900, again, 314-505-7900, or you can call Saxon Lutheran Memorial at 573-824-5404, again, 573-824-5404, or send KFUO an inquiry, I'm sure.
Sure, we'll pass it along.
You can point them in the right direction.
We'll pass it along. And, you know, I know for a lot of people here in Missouri and Illinois, it's a reasonable day drive. But even if you're coming from somewhere out of town, there are some little inns and places to stay in the area, too, if you want to make it a weekend trip.
The whole of East Perry County, they've really done a lot to encourage more tourism in the area. So it's interesting. It's the church leaders from around the world that come and visit St. Louis. And one of the things they ask is, can I spend half a day and go down and see Saxon Lutheran Memorial? So I think in some ways it's appreciated by not only LCMS Lutherans, but other Lutherans from outside the North America.
When can you tour? When can you visit?
Well, I don't think it's open right now.
A little muddy?
It's snowy up there, or down there. But I think middle of April, it opens, and we're through the fall festival, so end of October.
And what days of the week? Closed on Monday, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're between curators there.
Okay.
So sometimes there's someone on site 24/7. So like you could drive up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can get a tour, but that's not the case right now. So right now, I would call ahead and make an appointment so that the volunteers there at SLM can be there and walk you through it. Otherwise, you can just come and visit and take a self-guided tour.
I love I know we only have less than a minute left, but the oven, the wood-fired oven on site.
It's not it's a major oven. So cook like 20 loaves of bread at one time there. It gets pretty hot. I mean, they start the fire like a day before to get it
hot enough.
But the kids love it, and sometimes we even do pizza. Now, pizza, the Saxon Lutheran immigrants did not have pizza.
Really?
But they did have pickles.
I know. The recipe's in the book, too. Well, thanks so much, Dan. Always great to hear about what's going on with Concordia Historical Institute. I love Saxon Luther Memorial. So much history there. ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org is a website to check out. SaxonLutheranMemorial.com you can check out as well. Thanks for coming over this morning.
Blessed Lententide and happy 55th anniversary for SLM.
Thanks so much. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer here on His Time.